So we're strangers now.
Aren't we, Valentine?
No, she said.
She reached out and touched his leg, then suddenly she squeezed his knee, right where he had always been most ticklish. But almost at the same moment, he caught her wrist in his hand. His grip was very strong, even though his hands were smaller than hers, and his own arms were slender and tight. For a moment he looked dangerous, and then he relaxed. Oh, yes, he said. You used to tickle me.
Not anymore, she said, taking back her hand. Want to swim?
In answer, she dropped herself over the side of the raft. The water was clear and clean, and there was no chlorine in it. She swam for a while, then returned to the raft and lay on it in the hazy sunlight. A wasp circled her, then landed on the raft beside her head. She knew it was there and ordinarily would have been afraid of it, but not today. Let it walk on this raft. Let it bake in the sun, as I'm doing. Then the raft rocked, and she turned to see Ender calmly crushing the life out of the wasp with one finger.
These are a nasty breed, Ender said. They sting you without waiting to be insulted first.
He smiled.
I've been learning about preemptive strategies. I'm very good. No one ever beat me. I'm the best soldier they ever had.
Who would expect less? She said. You're a Wigan.
Whatever that means, he said.
It means that you are going to make a difference in the world. And she told him what she and Peter were doing.
How old is Peter? 14? Already planning to take over the world?
He thinks he's Alexander the Great. And why shouldn't he be?
Why shouldn't you be, too? We can't both be Alexander.
Two faces of the same coin. And I am the metal in between. Even as she said it, she wondered if it was true. She had shared so much with Peter these last few years that even when she thought she despised him, she understood him. While Ender had been only a memory till now, a very small, fragile boy who needed her protection. Not this cold-eyed, dark-skinned manling who kills wasps with his fingers. Maybe he and Peter and I are all the same, and have been all along. Maybe we only thought we were different from each other, out of jealousy.
The trouble with coins is, when one face is up, the other face is down.
And right now you think you're down. They want me to encourage you to go on with your studies.
They aren't studies, they're games. All games from beginning to end, only they change the rules whenever they feel like it.
He held up a limp hand.
See the strings?
But you can use them, too.
Only if they want to be used. Only if they think they're using you.
No, it's too hard. I don't want to play anymore. Just when I start to be happy, just when I think I can handle things, they stick in another knife. I keep having nightmares now that I'm here. I dream I'm in the battle room. Only instead of being weightless, they're playing games with gravity. They keep changing its direction, so I never end up on the wall I launched for. I never end up where I meant to go. And I keep pleading with them just to let me get to the door. And they won't let me out. They keep sucking me back in. She heard the anger in his voice and assumed it was directed at her. I suppose that's what I'm here for, to suck you back in.
I didn't want to see you.
They told me.
I was afraid that I'd still love you.
I hoped that you would.
My fear, your wish, both granted.